United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned Iran's attack on Israel. He also urged all parties to prevent further escalation.
The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan, though, made it clear his country will retaliate for the unprecedented Iranian attack on Israeli soil, despite the minimal damage which it inflicted.
While the Ayatollah regime thinks, they only think, that Israel is a frog in a boiling water, that we are becoming accustomed to the threats on our survival and won't notice until it's too late, they are wrong. You are wrong. This attack crossed every red line, and Israel reserves the legal right to retaliate.
The Israeli ambassador repeatedly referred to Iran's leaders as Nazis.
The Islamic regime of today is no different than the Third Reich, and Ayatollah Khamenei is no different than Adolf Hitler.
Erdogan urged the Security Council to reimpose crippling sanctions on Iran and to designate its powerful paramilitary guard corps a terrorist organization. For his part, Iran's ambassador, Amir Saeed Iravani, said Iran retaliated only after the UN Security Council failed to denounce Israel's deadly attack on an Iranian consular building in Syria on April 1st. Iravani criticized the U.S., Britain, and France for opposing a Russian-drafted statement that would have condemned that Israeli attack.
Faced with such circumstances, the Islamic Republic of Iran had no choice but to exercise its inherent right to self-defense under international law.
The Iranian ambassador also said his nation does not seek escalation or war in the region. He directed his statement directly to the U.S., which helped shoot down Iranian drones and missiles targeting Israel this weekend.
Iran has no intention of engaging in conflict with the U.S. in the region. However, if the U.S. initiate military operation against Iran, its citizens, or its security and interest, Iran will use its inherent right to respond proportionately.
While Israel's war cabinet debates how to respond to Iran's attack, the Biden administration has made it clear it does not want the U.S. drawn into direct conflict with Iran. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood condemned Iran and said the Security Council had an obligation not to let its attack go unanswered. But he said the U.S. does not seek escalation.
Our goal is to de-escalate and then get back to the issue at hand, securing an end to the conflict in Gaza by getting a ceasefire in Gaza through a hostage deal, as well as surging humanitarian assistance to Palestinians in need.
Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia accused the U.S. and its allies of hypocrisy and said if any of their diplomatic missions had been attacked, as was Iran's, they would have rained down reprisals on the perpetrators. He spoke through an interpreter who made an apparent error in naming Iraq instead of Iran.
What happened in the night of the 14th of April did not happen in a vacuum. The steps undertaken by Iraq became a reaction to a disgraceful inaction by the Security Council.
Nebenzia also urged all parties to exercise restraint and the international community to take action.
The spiral of a confrontation and bloodshed must be stopped. We think it's urgent for the entire international community to undertake all efforts necessary to de-escalate the situation.
After the meeting, this month's president of the UN Security Council, Malta's Vanessa Fraser, told reporters she believed that all the council members shared her view that there should be no further escalation in the conflict between Israel and Iran. Fraser said it's important to get back to the priority issue, which is the war in Gaza.
First of all, the ceasefire. Secondly, not in order of importance, of course, but the release, the unconditional release of hostages and the delivery of humanitarian aid. Those have to remain the priorities. There should be no further escalations. We should not lose our focus from what the priorities are.
For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandari.